The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's a book that Joseph Goldstein put out, who's kind of one of the founders of the Insight movement here in the West. He has this, I should have brought it, it's this tiny little book. It's very cute. It's called A Heart Full of Peace. It's kind of an inspiring name. And in there, he talks about four insights to keep in mind when we're having conflict, or he uses the word distress. And certainly conflict can be distress, can be stressful. Many of us, myself included, right, kind of avoid conflict. But there are some ways in which we can work with it and be with it. One of the first is to, as I mentioned to us earlier this morning, to endeavor to see each situation in a bigger way. Like, what does that mean, to see everything in a bigger way? I think many of us have this experience that when we're in a conflict or there's some distress, that the situation occupies our minds, it may occupy our thoughts, and it may like fill up our experience in some particular way. It's like it fills it up in both in the sense of that we just keep on returning to it, and fills it up in terms of like there isn't room for anything else when we are thinking about it. It's just this the situation which perhaps we're just rehearsing over and over and over in our minds. So to see things bigger can mean that can we, while perhaps this conflict or this thing of distress is arising, can we also feel our feet on the ground, hear some sounds, notice our surroundings, our environment, maybe notice the quality of our thinking. Does it have a really fast kind of compulsive quality to it? Or is it dreamy and spacey? Or maybe it's a very concise. So in these ways, can we, if even though there may be these thoughts of this conflict arising, can we also have other experiences at the same time to kind of help make it be a little bit smaller? These ideas of the conflict as opposed to taking up all of our experience. Also, this idea of bigger is, can we leave some space? Can we make some room in our hearts, in our minds, for the unimaginable? How many of you, maybe a few decades ago, imagine that you would be sitting in a meditation center on some Wednesday morning, right? Things happen that we just can't imagine sometimes. Maybe some of them are profound. Maybe some of them are very mundane. But the point is that we often don't know exactly how things are going to turn out. Even though we may think that they are, we do know. And because we think that we know, that we tend to hold on to this particular idea of how things are. But with this practice is an invitation to recognize that our experience is just a collection of moments, and we don't actually know what a subsequent moment's precisely going to be. And that even though an individual may behave or say or do something in a particular time, that was at that time. And a subsequent moment, they may be a little bit different. So that brings us to the second point about times of distress, that we can see the bigger picture of difficult people. Maybe we saw them in a moment in time when they were tired and hadn't eaten and they just got some terrible news from a loved one, a terrible diagnosis. Like, often we don't know, right, the interior lives of what's happening with other people. So maybe they behave in such a way that's hurtful, harmful. Maybe they have biases, prejudices that they don't even know that they have, so that they're spilling out of them. They don't know that they're harming other people. But can we remember that they are individuals like us? They have many aspects to them. Even though they may be prejudiced and biased, they may also care deeply and love and take care of their children in a beautiful way. They may feel passionately about some like, for, I'm just making this up, but the environment, or about restorative justice, or, you know, something like this that they really care for. Like, there's, people are complex, and there's all kinds of elements to them. Often when we're in conflict, we only are seeing this one little aspect of them. Maybe they're a beautiful musician, have a beautiful voice. So just to remember that people are more than just what we often are seeing. And that can help soften some of our ideas that we have about them, and how that we think that they are. And also to recognize is just like we don't like to be in conflict or feel uncomfortable, most likely they don't either. They're feeling uncomfortable. And so that gets me to the third point. So the first is to kind of like see the situation bigger. Second is kind of to see the greater aspect of the individual with whom we have conflict. And the third is, can we see ourselves kind of in a bigger way? Often when we're in conflict, it's so easy because it touches a tender, hurt part of us. Otherwise, it wouldn't be conflict. It would just arise and pass away. But because it's touching a part of us, there may be like a constriction, a fear, anger, self-righteousness. You know, this maybe all those other times in which we had these similar feelings may be arising, we feel hurt. Can we allow those feelings to be there, those experiences to be there, but also to recognize that there's more to us? We also have experienced love, tenderness, at least I hope everybody's experienced, you know, some care, even perhaps when we were young. We also have perhaps not always been angry with this person or difficult, or, and to recognize that when we limit ourselves just with kind of this self-righteousness, like, I'm right. I'm not saying that you may in fact be right, that there is injustice being done and something like this, but to limit ourselves to that's the only thing that's happening, is to not allow room for some real wisdom to arise, like the best versions of ourselves to arise. It's to not allow the room for the unimaginable, or not allow the room for some new ideas, some new interpretations. This morning I talked about how I didn't know that the reason why I was feeling so energetic, I had all these stories about why I couldn't feel like I couldn't quite engage with my life in the way that I really wanted to. And then just as soon as I learned that I was anemic, like, oh, everything just changed. So if we can leave room that, oh yeah, there may be some more information, there may be a piece of the story that we don't know, including about ourselves. So can we see the situation bigger? Can we see greater aspects of the other person? Can we see more aspects of ourselves? And then the last element is to recognize that hatred or ill will, anger, never ends with more hatred, ill will, or anger. Right? It's just impossible. That's not how it works. If we want there to be less hatred, less ill will, less anger, are we going to wait for somebody else to do that? Are we going to perpetuate? Are we just going to add more? Well, why not, as best we can, pull back on the ill will, anger. Hatred is a strong word, but aversion maybe he'll use. Right? It can't end if we're adding more and then the other person adds more, then we add more, right? These cycles of retribution or cycles of hurt, of pain, they can just go on and on and on. Maybe when we recognize that, we can see that, oh, maybe I'll see if I can tamp down this cycle here, if not end it. Can I change the tone? Can I soften it if I can't just flat out end it? Yeah, so conflict or being with distress is not easy. It's not easy. But part of this whole practice is to help us to understand and to have the experience that there's more than one way to see things. And in fact, we could even like maybe simplify that often the way that we see things, and I'm using see, I'm also including like interpret things, is a way that increases, adds on, perpetuates a certain amount of suffering, discomfort. But we can also see things in a way that supports more freedom, more peace. With the same circumstances, but the way in which we're viewing them, thinking about them, experiencing, interpreting them, can be one that kind of perpetuates some distress or starts heading down towards greater freedom. And this, we could say that this whole entire practice is to help us to understand that and to experience it and to see that. So I wish all of you to find your way with any conflicts you may have with others, including with yourself, in a way that just noticing that, rather than thinking that everything has to be perfect out there, that maybe there's an opportunity for us to see things differently, see things bigger than how they are. And now we'll bring our mindfulness practice, our practice of care, to taking care of the center.